getting your day started with news from around the state and around the world.
All right, welcome back to it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Greatly appreciate your support on this Monday. A lot of things to cover today. Big weekend, like I said, for Bernie Sanders, sweeping Alaska, Hawaii, and Washington. New polls showing Donald Trump solidifying his lead in a variety of places. People continue to say that he can't win when he continues to win, so who knows? Me, and of course, Barack Obama out there hanging out of the ball game while Brussels suffers through what could arguably be called their 9-11. They're 9-11. With me, Alan Sachs, the professor here today. Professor, welcome to it.
Good morning. I think the major news story is one that has been covered, of course, in the news, but should be the big headline. Something like 72 Christians in Lahore, Pakistan, and over 300 were injured in a bombing on Easter Sunday, I believe in Lahore, Pakistan. And they were targeted by an offshoot of a Taliban group. There are so many offshoots everywhere. And I don't know why we just say that we're trying to declare war on ISIS and defeat them. There are so many Islamic terror groups all over the world, whether it's the Taliban or whether it's Al-Qaeda or whether it's Boko Haram or whether it's Al-Shabaab and probably a dozen other names out there. And yesterday in Pakistan, Christians were targeted specifically on Easter Sunday and 72 people killed, including many children.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, what's interesting about this, it's a mostly Muslim country.
That's right.
Has a small Christian community, maybe 2% or less of the population, and they just get annihilated. I mean, it's reprehensible. And then people like John Kerry can barely say that there's a genocide against Christians in the Middle East, and you see attacks like this.
Exactly. I'm still amazed that the Christian church in America and the Western world is not more outspoken and loud about this. You know, I can easily understand now, and this sounds very dramatic, when the Holocaust against the Jews in Europe during World War II was taking place, a lot of people said, why didn't more people speak up? I can understand because we have another Holocaust beginning to roll across various parts of the Muslim world against Christians now, and you don't hear very much about it. Once in a while, there's a news article. But I think people are much more worried about the Final Four in basketball.
Yeah, well, you know, and the other thing is, and there's a lot of truth to that, but let's be honest, the American news media is woefully inadequate when it comes to covering foreign events. I mean, if you travel abroad, you'll find the coverage of news worldwide from the BBC or others is far more robust and professional than the American news media.
I think what they believe here, and I'm not privy to it, of course, is that they think the American public just is not interested in what's going on in Pakistan or anywhere else, and they want to give us a lot of entertainment news, and that's exactly what they're giving us. And, of course, the battle between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump is just perfect fodder for the mainline news media.
No question about that. And, yeah, you know, and it's disappointing, Professor, because you're right. There is this it's a Holocaust, for lack of a better term, that's going on, and you were right about this, against Christians. I mean, how many Christians are left in Syria or Iraq or any of these places anymore?
And it's a terrible thing that is ongoing. And again, it's not just ISIS. It is it's like a fountain out there. It's like if you see a big water fountain, and spigots are going off in every direction. And that's what it is. It's Islamic extremism, and it's taking maybe 100 different forms. But it's not just ISIS out there. ISIS just broadcasts a little bit more. They're cruelty, but the same thing goes on. A lot of people used to say in the news media, Al-Qaeda believes that ISIS is too terrible. Oh, so just driving planes into buildings is bad. But it's not as bad as what ISIS does. I mean, these kind of comparisons are just amazing to me.
Yeah, it's reprehensible,
that's
frankly.
Right.
But is anything going to change? I mean, how can you expect anything to change when, after a terrorist attack in the center of Europe, in the heart of Europe, the president of the United States, the alleged leader of the free world, the alleged leader of NATO, instead of stopping his trip, goes to a baseball game with a dictator and does the wave.
And does the tango a little bit later on in Argentina.
Yeah, we know that Americans now died there. Right. Americans died in that attack. And the question then becomes, okay, if the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, can't act the adult in the room, why should Americans pay attention? He gives the signal, if you will. He gives the signal that there is nothing to concern yourself with here.
And John Kerry, the Secretary of State, was asked that question, and his reply was, well, you cannot interrupt diplomacy in that part of the world. It must keep going. Oh, I wonder what kind of great diplomacy was done at the tango dancing in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Yeah, that's it's mind-numbing, isn't it, that we go through this. All right, so let me ask you this. Okay, so Obama does this. It means nothing because it'll never affect anything that he does, and the people that like him will be unaffected by it. They don't care. Meanwhile, going forward, Bernie Sanders picks up 3 over the weekend. People might start to care about this. Bernie picked he's actually won 5 out of the last 6.
If Hillary did not have the superdelegates, it would be a pretty close race in the Democratic side. And Bernie may also do fairly well in New York, although Hillary Clinton claims that's her state, and she may be right. She was a U.S. senator from there for some time ago, and they have a big operation there. But other places may be Bernie's territory as well, Wisconsin, and other states to come up, California perhaps. It's interesting. And now I think Bernie is finally getting into gear. He thinks that he can take the nomination, and so he's starting to actually attack Hillary Clinton by name, which was never done before. He was afraid of her, I think, before. But now he looks like, by gosh, I'm able to take it. So he's been criticizing a fundraiser that Hillary Clinton is going to have, or maybe has already have, with George Clooney sponsoring it. And I think it's thousands and thousands of dollars for a couple for admittance. And so Bernie Sanders is beginning to attack her on that particular issue about raising money, because he brags about his average contribution is about $27. And she's having this huge fundraiser sponsored by George Clooney.
In fact, Bernie's calling it obscene.
That's right. Yeah, and that's interesting, because he never would have done that about a month ago. Now I think he's sort of feeling his oats.
So what are you thinking? Are you really thinking that he feels that he can pull something off here?
I think he does. And some of the delegates may actually, some of those super delegates may change their mind and go to Bernie if they think that Bernie has a chance. I still don't think he does. And the hard money, I think, is still on Hillary Clinton. But nobody believed that Bernie Sanders would do this well. And I certainly did not. I think that's as big of a story as a Donald Trump story, is the emergence of Bernie Sanders as a challenge to Hillary Clinton.
You know, you're probably right. You know, and here's the thing about Bernie. You know, Hillary's failure in 2008 was written off to a once-in-a-generation candidate.
That's right.
But Bernie Sanders is still, to many people, a second-tier, lackluster senator who's giving her all she could possibly hope
Absolutely.
For, and then some. He's won 5 out of 6. I'll give you the last word.
And yet the Republicans are killing each other and rolling around in the dirt, and they have a chance. They have a good chance, at least they did, of defeating Hillary Clinton. And they're going to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. That's my favorite statement of all time.
There you go. Professor, have a wonderful
Thank
week.
Thank you so much. I
there
appreciate
you. Professor Alan Sachs on a Monday on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.